The hour of recess having expired, the Senate is in session.
Mr. President, do we have any messages from the House?
We do have messages, Senator. Would you, Madam Secretary, please read the messages?
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House refuses to concur in Senate Amendment 1 to House Committee Substitute for House Bill 2070 and request the Senate to recede from its position and, failing to do so, grant the House a conference thereon. Also, the House refuses to recede from its position on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 791 as amended and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Also, the House refuses to recede from its position on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 981 as amended and grants the Senate a conference thereon. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from St. Francis. Whoa, we have
conferees. Be ready.
Please read the conferees.
Conference Committee appointments on House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 791 as amended, Senators Griesheimer, Lager, Dempsey, Bray, and Callahan. On House Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 981 as amended, Senators Callahan, Green, Griesheimer, Dempsey, and Crowell.
Senator from St. Francis.
Would you recognize the Senator from the 23rd for a privileged motion?
Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill Conference Committee Report for House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 754 be brought before the body.
754?
Senate Bill 754.
Okay. You heard the motion of the Senator from the 23rd. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move for the adoption of the Conference Committee Report for House Committee Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 754. Mr. President, this is the bill. It was a bill related to endowed care cemeteries when it left the for-profit cemeteries when it left the Senate. When it got over to the House, it became the Omnibus Professional Registration Bill. The conference report has a number of changes. I will go through them. Let's see. It has language in it. It changes the. It removes the sunset on the vision. The current law on vision examinations had a six-year sunset provision. This bill removes the sunset provision. It has language related to death certificates, where it will require all data providers in the death registration process, including state registrar and others, to use an electronic death registration system within 6 months of the system being certified by the Department of Health and Senior Services. It has language related to, let me see here. It has the cemetery language. It has language that allows physician assistants to issue the disabled license plate placards. I guess one provision that is not in here that I know there was concern on was the provision related to conscience protection related to pharmacies. Spoke with members that had concerns about small business interests had concerns with that amendment. It is not in here. The one amendment that is in here related, to pro-life is one that was offered by Representative Pratt, which would have a physician be required to meet with a patient 24 hours prior to performing an abortion in person. That was a part of existing law that is being changed with the abortion bill, or the pro-life bill that passed the Senate. And that's, I guess, from conversations I've had with members, probably the most controversial section. There's another provision related to physicians' assistants, giving them greater ability to work in areas where there are rural health clinics, and um, I'd say those are, I mean, those are the big elements of the bill. There are other provisions as well. I will have a summary of the committee substitute. If I could give that to one of the doormen, probably the easiest way to make sure that everyone has a copy of the conference committee report. We just need to have that copied and distributed, please. Thank you. I would be happy to answer questions.
The senator from the 23rd moves to the adoption of conference committee report on Senate Bill 754. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from the 11th, what purpose do you seek recognition?
May I inquire of the senator from 10th?
Senator from the 10th, do you yield?
I do.
She yields. Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, the last week, actually, I was thinking about this today. I was a little bit disappointed Monday and Tuesday and most of today because we didn't have an abortion bill to deal with in the last week of the session. But then I heard that we might go to this, and you know, earlier today, I was dressed almost identically, though 85 pounds different than the senator from Cape.
That is true.
Yes. And I was, so I wore black. I went to this black blazer deliberately because I knew we would be, it was like a golden oldie.
Uh-huh.
I knew that we would have to at some point deal with an abortion bill the last week of session because I felt very left out. I've suggested in the past on this debate,
uh-huh,
to save some time, that we actually have a tape of the Senate. And if we have an old tape of Senator Jacob and some others, when we get to the abortion amendment from the House that they try to add to a conference report, that what we do is we all just go home, but we put the tape on.
Just play the tape, the continuous
and
loop.
I don't think the public will really be able to tell. I mean, there might be somebody who will say, I thought Ken Jacob was no longer in the Senate. I thought so-and-so was no longer in the Senate. But I don't think it'll matter if we just play that tape and save a bunch of time.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, there are some constituencies, Senator, who don't even know who's in the Senate anymore or not. You'll be interested to know
nor
that.
Nor care.
That's exactly right. You'll be interested to know that during the onslaught of horse slaughter phone calls I got, that at one point they changed their focus. They're no longer contacting me. They're now contacting Senator Maida Coleman to tell her to vote no on the horse slaughter bill.
Well, I've encouraged them to do that.
Oh, have you?
Yes. I haven't heard from Maida Coleman. I don't think she's figured out that I've had people do that. But I actually encourage people sometimes to call. Did you get the letter from France on that bill?
You know, I think mine was from Spain. I had one from Spain.
Well, I will give the, have we had the horse slaughter bill yet? Was that what was in front of us
earlier
tonight?
No, it's not. I think, it could be buried in this, actually.
No,
this is one of the biggest bills I've ever seen. But no, we have not.
I have heard about the horse slaughter bill for 3 years now, and I'm not sure I've ever seen it. So what is the issue on the horse slaughter thing?
Well, it's my understanding that right now you cannot slaughter horses in the United States because of something that the feds did. And
did they use the Commerce Clause?
I don't know.
Okay.
But we could actually, if you'd like to go into a 30-minute discussion of the Commerce Clause,
it's been brought up a lot. I didn't know that Commerce Clause, that pesky Commerce Clause. It's one of those bills that you hear about, and I just never knew. And I was intrigued because this person who was upset about the horse slaughtering bill wrote a very articulate letter. But, you know, they sort of went so far as to, like, say, if Missouri passes this, I will never buy anything made in Missouri that has gone through Missouri. anything by, of, and for Missouri. I mean, it was just that they were going to somehow, like, ban this state.
Boycott Missouri.
Yeah. And things Missouri, I think, is how they phrased it. But it was a very articulate letter.
It was from France?
I think they were French. I think they were French.
Was it in English?
And we've gotten foreign calls on that. So there's an international concern on the horse slaughtering thing.
Yeah, the thing that...
But anyway...
Absolutely.
For all the to-do about that bill, I mean, I'm sure equally valid concerns. I've never seen the bill, and I was hoping maybe this year, whatever it does and whoever is opposed or for it, that maybe we could go to that as a change this last week.
It would actually like...
But I was happy that we had this abortion language to kind of go back to a golden oldie that has been a cherished part of the Missouri Senate the last week for, you know, several decades. So anyway, what is the abortion, where is the abortion language in 754?
Well, it's my understanding that it maybe starts on page 131.
Did this language make it in the ethics bill that the House passed?
You know, I'm not sure. I didn't make it all the way through that ethics bill. It would make sense that it was in the ethics bill.
Do you know if they, you don't know if they put abortion in the House's version of our ethics bill?
Let's see. I know that they put, you know, I don't know that they made it to abortion, but, you know, this, my understanding was a cemeteries bill. Is that correct? No, this was professional registration, or was this cemeteries?
Professional registration, it is a Senate bill. Okay.
Okay.
And so is this on 131?
Yes, you are correct, Senator. We're on page 131. Line 13 is the offending language.
Okay, and obviously a couple of weeks ago, you had negotiated this language and come up with a version that passed this body.
We did.
And where is that? Is that bill over in the House?
That bill is over in the House. They have not taken a vote yet on that bill.
Okay. They didn't add that language to the pornography bill, did they?
You know, they're debating the pornography bill right now, so there is always a good chance, hope springs eternal, that this will actually make it onto a bill.
But, well, I notice how the House has been combining things that are sort of counterintuitive. And I just didn't know if they could, like, combine, you know, these sort of automatic Hammerschmidt ideas into one bill. Now, in this conference committee report, how did they... is it because, how did they justify that a abortion notification would make it in a professional licensing bill?
You know, I think...
And I think the base bill, I think I recall from local government, didn't it begin as a cemetery bill?
That's what I was asking. Wasn't this originally a cemetery bill? And then it became the omnibus professional registration bill. And now it is...
Well, how does even in that massive stretch that you could fly a Saturn V rocket through, how do you get that, this language in the title even?
Well,
is it just because you're instructing the physician?
The title.
Because you're instructing the physician some way? And
oh, I see what you're asking. Yes, that's exactly what they've done. What they've done is they've found a provision relating to the licensing of physicians, and they're putting in there as a requirement for a physician to operate that they must see a patient 24 hours in advance to providing
If you don't mind, I'm going to digress a second. This came up in my office when you were in there earlier, and I was just kind of curious. You know, I've listened to the abortion debate for 5 years now, and so I'm going to digress a little bit. Do you find minority members of the House, Democratic members of the House, are they annoying you in the last week?
Senator.
No, I mean, are they? Well, every time I go to my office, this is very unique this week, and I think I vented about this maybe earlier. In language that I could not use on the floor. But this week, unlike my previous years in the Senate, there's these bounding members from the House coming over to instruct me on what to do with a conference report and that I should hold on to their amendment. And I've actually, to be fair, never had that before until this year.
Really?
And I'm wondering, has there been some sort of breakdown of the Senate wall in which they now can scurry under the wall and or scurry over it or through it and make it over to my office? Because I, as you know, I had by calculation tried to create an aura of fear around my existence my entire time, to where it was so intimidating that they were frightened.
I just thought everything was wrong.
I tried that too. But I tried to create this aura of fear that that wouldn't happen. Have I lost that edge? And now they're, because I've had probably 8 or 9, you know, and there's now a bill that I have, and they come over and say, "We'll try to hold on to this amendment." And I go, "Oh, I'm sure the senator from Cape will be fine with that." Here's a dollar. Go buy a clue. Anyway, I'm just, where have you been? Anyway.
Senator, here's
my
fear.
Do you not read the paper?
My fear, Senator,
is that.
But do
you get that?
Yes.
Because you're not a fearful person, and you don't in a calculated way work on a aura of fear like I try to.
No, as a matter of fact, first of all, you know I bought into the aura of fear before I met you.
You
know
me.
That I was a true
you
believer.
You hated me. And you'd heard those rumors, which are completely untrue, that my reflection doesn't show up in most mirrors.
That is correct. I have now stood next to you and next to a mirror, and I have seen your reflection. And I
well,
know...
Well, you claim. I think somebody had a flashlight or something.
But I think, Senator, I'm afraid that you may have dropped some of your street cred for being a mean guy, and people are starting to think you're a nice
guy.
Well,
if it means that bounding House members are going to start coming over and actually request and demand that I keep something in a conference report. I mean, I just have never had that happen. And I've actually had bills before. It's not that this is my first bill. I just have actually had, they haven't done very well, but I've had bills before, and I just didn't know. This year, it's just, is there something new going over there? Because I have,
actually,
I've had 5 today demand that I do this in a conference report or not do this in a conference report.
I think it's partially in a function now of the fact that we are not getting a whole lot of bills over from the House.
You know, I don't blame you for this. Well, I kind of do. A friend of yours.
Oh, boy.
A friend of yours from the Missouri House came by yesterday. The senator from 7th, my friend, had a conference report. And I had already signed it because I agreed with her, and it was part of rebooting. It was talking about doing away with blue books. And a certain representative over there came over, and imagine the audacity of this request. The audacity of the request that caused my concern that my aura of fear is disappearing among House members in the minority. Because I used to, a couple of years ago, I used to actually be able to go over there, even though my staff never allowed me to go over there, and actually they would scurry.
Yeah.
Like a great white shark entering a school of fish, they would. But anyway, so a friend of yours came by and get this audacious demand, said that I should remove my signature. I guess I was supposed to get out some whiteout or something, and take my signature off the Senator from 7th conference report to do away with blue books. And I really didn't lose my temper, and I said, "Why?" And she said, your district, not that other guy. But anyway, not Jason Holtzman, another annoying person. Anyway, the representative, she came by and demanded that I take that signature off. And I said, "Why?" And she says, "Well, there's all these tax credits in the state, and why are we doing with blue books? And why are we doing away with this, and the public won't be able to get blue books anymore, and all this sort of stuff, and we don't know what statutes they're doing away with, and it'll all be online, and there won't be any transparency in government. And I said, well, yeah, but it saves millions of dollars, or it's part of a... She just says, well, you know, these millionaires get tax credits and da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I'm like, okay, but what do you, you know, what's your point? But I'm just saying it was frightening to me yesterday that my aura of fear that I had worked on for 6 years in this building is dissipating. And I need to bring it back.
Because Senator,
if I have one of your House members from your senatorial district come over and tell me that I need to remove my signature from a conference report, there's a problem. I've got to work on this fear factor again.
Senator,
I need to do something again. I they just keep coming back. And then today I told you, there were another 5 bounding down here. Do this, do that. How about that language?
I'm going to do something for you. I'm going to do something for you. First of all.
And I think you've created this.
I have.
Because you've gone over there, and you go back home, and you say he's really not that bad.
That's exactly what's happening.
And all I have, and they're losing readership, is the Kansas City Star, and they're losing readership, so they can't bash me anymore. And your level of compliment has now exceeded the Star circulation, so my aura of fear is disappearing.
I think you're right.
I feel in the old, you remember the claymation thing at Christmas time, one of my favorite things, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Sure.
Father Winter had a bag of magic dust. Remember Father Winter?
I do.
And that's how the reindeer learned to fly. Mm-hmm. And he said, I have a little bit of magic dust left. And that caused the reindeer to fly. I'm losing my magic dust. I don't have enough magic dust.
I think that's
a problem. I used to have a big bag of fear dust. And I could just go. All I had to do was, 3 years ago, I'm slipping so much, all I had to do was show them the bag.
Now, Senator, I blame myself.
I just wanted to tell you, I've never confronted you, and I'm confronting you right here and now on the floor. It's kind of starting to be, I think it's because of you.
I agree. As a matter of fact, I'm going to, though, share the blame with the senator from the 9th. Because the senator from the 9th and I
I'll drag her in.
Because Senator from the 9th and I sat in a lobby or a conference room in a hotel this weekend, this very weekend, in front of a bunch of true believers, and talked about what an amazing job you were doing as our minority floor leader. And how you're really not the bad guy that everyone paints you to be.
Stop.
That's what we did.
I want you. All right.
And I am willing.
All right. Now she's leaving the Senate, but I want this to happen.
Okay.
When we go on break here next weekend, I want you to invite the senator from the 14th to the same group of people you told that to, and let her.
Oh, and just lay into
you. Opinion of me. It'll dissipate it all. By the way, I've been corrected.
Okay.
It wasn't Father Winter. I knew I was wrong. It was the Winter Warlock.
Wow.
In Rudolph the Red-Nosed
Useless
Reindeer.
Useless trivia.
The Winter Warlock had the magic dust, and he had very little left because he'd lost all his powers, and he couldn't even create a windstorm. Remember, he tried to go, and he couldn't do it anymore. And all he had was a little bit of magic dust left, and he threw it on the reindeer, and then they could fly. And that was his magic dust. Well, again, because of your actions, I no longer have the ability to incite fear.
Senator,
in
here's
minority
my, here's
of
my
the
commitment
House.
To you. I am out on the campaign trail this summer, and my commitment to you is this. I have more Twitter and Facebook followers than I think the Kansas City Star has subscribers.
Probably at this point, yeah.
So I am going to make sure that in every stump speech, in every tweet, and every Facebook posting, that I do nothing but talk about what a horrible man you are, and
I think that'd be great.
You have this enormous bag of fear
dust. Did you know that the attack website on me even went away? It was all a big joke. If you've gone to it lately, it was all a big joke.
Well, I'm going to make it my personal mission to go back out and inform
my
constituency.
Go to KingCallahan.com, which was the attack website, and it's not, even that's gone. So I used to have a whole website, Actually, the senator from Cape was on the Twitter alerts or whatever. I noticed that. you know, that's, if you would do that for me and the senator from Ninth would join in, just pretend like we never
met. I'll pretend
met.
We never
I
met.
Mean, go back to how you thought about me and before you got to the Senate.
Go back to how I felt about you when I actually followed the Kansas City Star's instructions to vote for the
You voted against me in my first election, didn't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Because you were actually in my district, because that was a special.
I was. I was in South Hyde
Park. You did a write-in. You did a write-in.
Yeah.
Which we tried to eliminate
exactly.
earlier on the Senate floor.
Yeah.
You know, that somebody unopposed.
The Kansas City Star had had instructions on how to write in your opponent's name.
In the editorial. It
yeah.
wasn't just bashing me. I mean, it started out, he has survived the mud puddle of Jackson County politics. You know, blah, 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 blah. And then, if you remember, it actually listed out how to do a write-in in the editorial.
ABC.
And they ran it 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I followed those instructions. I voted against you.
Okay.
All
well.
I knew was that Victor Callahan was not a real Democrat and was not a good person and that he beat people up.
Oh, you mean the senator from 11th. That's what I heard
did.
You say.
You can gavel me now. That is right.
You killed his bill and he's still being friendly to you. Anyway.
Thanks for saying that. He's probably going to throw it at my head now.
People from Swain County are nice. Anyway.
You know, I actually, I think you do too. I actually try to stimulate the economy in the senator from Saline's district every week by stopping at the Stuckey's on I-70.
Oh, I stopped at the, we
yeah.
ran into each other.
We
at
ran
the
into
Stuckey's.
Each other there. That was
yeah.
awkward.
Yeah. Yeah, that was that's a good place.
Yeah.
You know, when I was a boy, that used to actually be a restaurant chain.
It
Stuckey's was
I
a restaurant.
I think it still is. 99
well,
cent
no,
breakfast.
It's been corporatized. Now it's a Dairy Queen. You know what I mean? It was actually like a Perkins. It was a diner.
Well, there's still Stuckey's.
But not in Missouri.
Well, maybe I mean, it's a Southern thing. They've got the pecan law.
They've got that St. Louis Airport Burger King Dairy Queen combination pizza
yeah.
and Kentucky Fried Chicken there.
Kentucky Hut.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the same food now.
Yeah. You can get everything there. Yeah,
you know,
I
the
got
taco's
it.
Made from the chicken, and the chicken's made from the hamburger. And anyway. But anyway, I did want to clear that up, that I didn't know if you had, how deeply offended I was that you have, you've undone my plan that it took me almost six years to create.
I have seen the error of my ways, and I think it would probably make sense.
And then when we're done, if we ever get done tonight, I'm going to go over to the wall over there and see if that wall that we constructed between the two bodies is still there, because I think there's holes. They're slipping under the wire. You know, they're at the wire. The barbarians are at the gate, and they're slipping under. They're
I'm gonna have to defend
little,
my friends in the
they've
house.
They've got a little tunnel they've dug underneath there because they're finding their way to my office every day.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start
yeah,
running interference.
Where's that Arizona law when you need it?
Yeah. Maybe we could propose a bill similar to the Arizona bill, but we would only apply it to the relationship between the House and the Senate and the Missouri legislature.
Well,
we'll do a little profiling.
Done, you know,
we can get some doormen out there
damage.
Doing card
you've
checks.
Damage. You've done damage, Senator. And I mean, are you going to introduce a law? Can you legally correct the situation? Can you actually ban them from coming to my office?
You know, Senator,
I mean, I've had five today. If that is not an egregious situation. And before you got involved, I had zero for 5 years. And I had five today, four yesterday, all coming, making demands. Former reps were here today. Former reps were coming. Telling me to do this bill or that bill. So have you instructed your reps to do this? Because
Senator, I
would
not.
Point out a couple of them were yours.
Senator, I have not. As a matter of fact, when people come to me and say, do you think I should talk to Senator from the 11th about this? And I say, no, absolutely you should not. That is the last thing you should do, is talk to the Senator from 11th about that. And that is the absolute truth. I say, if you want any chance of your thing moving forward, do not bother him with this.
You actually tell that to him?
Yes.
So maybe it's someone else that's talking to them. and encouraging their this aberrant behavior.
And apparently I need to, over the break, I need to have a little powwow with all of the folks from my district and say, you know what, the best way to get something done and make sure that Senator from the 11th is going to see your way is to leave him alone.
Well, I appreciate that that's your claim that you're saying that. I just, there is a hole somewhere that they're crawling through, and I'm trying to determine. You know, I had a dog when I was a boy, and every lightning...
What was your dog's name?
Every... Cuddles.
How am I supposed to take you seriously on being this
Cuddles.
Tough
Cuddles.
Guy when your dog Cuddles. Was Cuddles?
No. Half German Shepherd, half Norwegian Elkhound.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Cuddles. Doesn't sound like a small, cuddly dog.
Well, it wasn't. It was pretty big, but Cuddles. And Cuddles was frightened of lightning storms.
Oh.
Yeah. The problem was we hit, you know, it was a bigger dog, so we had it inside the house sometimes. And we'd try to, you know, like at 1 o'clock in the morning when a storm starts and you don't see it coming, you try to get the dog in the house.
Sure.
But sometimes, you know, we had it outdoors.
Sure.
And it would always, Cuddles would always freak out by the lightning and everything. And she was, it was a she was an escape artist. She would dig under the fence,
uh-huh.
You know, or whatever. She was very clever because she would pry back the wire and mm-hmm. go underneath, and then the wire would snap back.
Oh, wow.
So we'd have to go out, and because of the storm, she would run around the neighborhood, and, you know, we'd, you know, she wouldn't come back to you.
She'd go down to the senator from the 10th house and
yes,
annoy
yeah.
her. Yeah.
So we'd have to go out almost like we were, like it was Stalag 17 or something, and we were the Germans in a POW camper. We'd have to go out with these flashlights, you know, looking for the escape tunnel. But I think in that wall that used to exist between my office and the minority members in the Missouri House, that there's a tunnel, and I'm not seeing it.
Mr. President.
Senator Byrd.
Mr. President, I would ask that bill be placed on the informal calendar. Or, excuse me. What's the correct?
You want to withdraw your motion?
I would withdraw my motion.
So be it. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, would you like to know what the heck we're doing?
You know, Senator, I was sitting up here wondering.
Well, good. Doing. Well, if you find somebody that knows, have them contact me. Here's what the deal is. The one we've been waiting for that's had three tentative deals has another tentative deal. The players want to go back. This is on the liens. They want to go back and talk to their people, and they will have an answer by 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, at which time, which we're going to start here, we will either have the thing done in a relatively short period of time, or it will be dead. So we have a report that needs to be sent in. Then we can vote on the education bill that we cleaned up to go to conference so that we can send it to conference. And then we have one other privilege motion. We'll go home. Okay?
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you go to reports from standing committees and go to the Senator from Howe?
Senator from Howe, what purpose do you seek?
We're
on the order of business of the reports of standing committees. Senator from Howe.
Mr. President, it's been so long, I almost forgot I had this. But I think your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Review has a report.
Send your report forward. Madam Secretary, please read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred House Joint Resolution 62, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass.
Also, well, there's no... You're on the wrong side. No, it's not there either.
Where is it?
I
We're still on the reports of standing committees.
Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Governmental Accountability and Fiscal Oversight, to which was referred Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1543, begs leave to report that it is considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully, Senator Pergeson, Chairman.
Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, could you go to the order of business informal calendar, House bills for third reading, House Bill 15.
We're on the House bills, informal calendar, House bills third read.
House Bill 1543.
1543. Senator from Johnson.
President, thank you, Mr. President. I move that House Bill 1543, as amended, be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Heard the motion of the Senator from Johnson. All in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Oh, okay. Senate Substitute Number 2 for Senate Committee Substitute for House Committee Substitute Number 2 for House Bill 1543, an act relating to elementary and secondary education with an emergency clause. Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer,
aye.
Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
Senator from the 13th, votes yes. Senator from St. Clair. Senator from St. Clair. No. By your vote 24 aye, 7 no, the bill has achieved a constitutional majority and is declared passed. There is an emergency clause, Senator from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the adoption of the emergency clause.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnett, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Kevany, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Stouffer.
Aye.
Vogel. Wilson. Wright Jones.
Senator from the first votes aye. By your vote, 26 aye, 6 no, you have passed the emergency clause. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that the titling and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you go to the Senator from Cole for a privileged motion?
Senator from Cole.
Boone. Senator from Cole doesn't even know where.
Senator from Boone. What purpose do you seek recognition?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate refuse to recede from its position on Senate Amendment 1 to House Committee substitute for House Bill 2070 and grant the House conference thereon.
You heard the motion of the Senator from Boone. Does any senator wish to speak on that motion? Senator from Cape. Senator from Boone, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
You yield, Senator, you may proceed.
Thank you for yielding, Senator. What is this bill, if you could refresh?
It's the one we took up today, the fire district.
Okay.
Ability to buy additional equipment.
Okay.
And again, not salary, not benefits.
Right,
not
right.
Just
they changed it, so you need to go to or they wouldn't take up and pass what we did?
They wouldn't take it, but I think that we actually may have had on the amendment that the Senate put on, I think it was drafted to the wrong chapter.
Okay.
And I think it has to be
so
corrected.
We just need to clean that up in conference. And
that's
go.
Correct.
Okay, yes. Thank you.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from St. Clair, what purpose do you seek recognition?
Senator from Boone.
Senator from Boone, do you yield?
Yes, I do.
Do you yield, Senator?
It's got plumbing codes in it.
It does not.
Okay. Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive that the word plumbing code or anything even remotely close is nowhere near this bill.
Thank you, Senator. I'm glad the education worked. Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you, Senator.
On the motion of the Senator from Boone. Any other senator wish to speak on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone has moved that the Senate refuse to recede from its position on House Bill 2070 and grant the House a conference thereon. All in favor of that motion, aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Motion carried. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements. You recognize me for announcement.
Announcements. Senator from St. Francis.
We're going to start at 9 in the morning. If any of you have issues we should know about, meaning bills that have to be taken up that we haven't contacted you about, or something that there's a problem in the House that you need work on, please contact my office yet tonight so we can work on that. Thank you.
On the motion, on the order of business of announcements, Senator from the second.
I have an announcement.
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you. The Senator from St. Francis asked us to make announcements if we have issues. I have lots of issues. Thank you.
Senator from St. Francis, we have conferees to read in.
What do we got? So, do we have?
I'm sorry. Madam Secretary, please read the conferees.
Conference Committee appointments on House Committee substitute for House Bill 2070 with Senate Amendment 1, Senator Schaefer, Lemke, Pierce, Bray, and Schumacher.
We're still on the order of business of announcements. Senator from St. Francis.
Could you see if we have any other messages from the House?
We do have messages from
could
the House.
Could you have this read?
Madam Secretary, please read the messages.
Mr. President, I'm instructed by the House of Representatives to inform the Senate that the House has taken up and passed House Committee Substitute 2 for Senate Bill 848, an act relating to energy and animals, with House Amendment 1, House Amendment 2, and House Amendment 4, in which the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Daniel Adam Crumless, Chief Clerk.
Senator from St. Francis.
Read it, write it down. Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move the Senate stand adjourn until 9 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday, May 13th.
Heard the motion of the Senator from St. Francis. All in favor of that motion, say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate will stand adjourned under the rules. Whoops. Until 9. The Senate will stand adjourned until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.